All right, everybody, welcome to another Calendar Kids podcast. The scenario is today we got Ethan Rood with us. Ethan, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Justin?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. This podcast is brought to you by Patriot Heating. Call Scott today for all your HVAC needs, as Scott is one of the best HVAC guys there is around. All right, Ethan Rood, you're the guy holding the tennis racket in the picture, right?
Yeah, I sure am.
He made the calendar, so he pulled up in this fancy car, just this cool guy waiting for some warm weather, aren't you?
Yeah, I got our senior superlative for best car in the class. I'm pretty happy about that one.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Ethan is the son of Chris and Annette Rood. They live here in New Richmond next to the high school, he said. Ethan's going Iowa State University next year?
Yep.
So what do you want to go to Iowa State for?
Well, I checked out a couple other schools, and I really enjoyed the campus there. That was probably the best one we had been to yet, and I think the weather is just going to be, it's a lot like here, but little more moderate than these insanely cold winters that we get and all the snow.
I have some family that lives in Iowa, and you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
They got the same highs, but not the low lows like we get.
Yeah. And I know a degree from there will look pretty good for some jobs.
Iowa State is a great school. I know a few people that work there and live down there, very involved with Iowa State. So you just want to be a Cyclone.
I guess so.
Go watch some basketball games on, I think it's on Pioneer Court, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, football games should be exciting too.
Yeah, they're an up-and-coming football team. They did really well last year, and I think they're plan on being pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Taking the whole college experience next year.
Yep,
That's great. How's your senior year going?
Oh, it's going. It's going. Classes have been a little tough, but I mean, I could expect that from taking some college level classes.
So you're getting ready for the next level by not slacking off your senior year like I did, maybe.
Slacking a little bit, but trying my best to turn in assignments on time and keep the grades high.
All right. So I did mention he is the guy holding the tennis racket and the tennis ball on the calendar that's put out. What other sports have you played?
I've played football. I started in middle school, but I played up until senior year, so I didn't go out senior year. And then wrestling was sophomore through senior year as well.
Wrestling, how'd that go this year?
That went really great. My goal was to make it to sectionals, and I completed that, so I was happy with that.
Wrestling, like a lot of other sports, I mean, it is a team aspect, but it also is a personal goal.
Yeah, it is individual, but a lot of like the practices, everybody's all the same there. Nobody's different, treated differently than anyone else.
Yep, exactly. Perfect. All right. You ready for a few questions so people get to know you?
Yeah.
All right. Ethan, we talked about sports right out of the gate. You played three sports in your high school career.
Yep.
Is there a coach or somebody that you look up to or have really enjoyed?
Yeah, that would be my wrestling coach, Mr. Swanson.
So I got the opportunity to coach with Mr. Swanson. I coached middle school football.
Sure.
That was enjoyable for me.
That's the first time I met him as well in eighth grade.
He's a very knowledgeable man, and he wants to teach it to you, but he always has an open ear, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. He's always ready to listen to you. He's very silent in the way he goes about things, but he's great at what he does.
He demands that respect by not saying a lot, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he expects a lot out of you.
Yeah.
as an athlete. I always respected him. Having kids that have graduated, I always consider him like the dean of students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids can go talk to him, and
I'd say everybody's really comfortable with him.
Yep. Yeah. But he's also very disciplined, and if you do something wrong, he's going to tell you.
He's our enforcer for sure.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you've had him for wrestling. I know he speaks highly of his wrestling team, and I think he really enjoys that program in Richmond.
Yeah, I did as well. That was a lot of fun.
All right, so let's get out of sports for a little bit.
Sure.
We're going to circle around. We're going to go back to sports.
Okay.
What hobbies do you have outside of sports and school?
All right. My hobbies, I'm big into snowboarding during the winter. I wish I could have gone out more this year. I was like at a wrestling meet about every Saturday, but when I can, I'm heading out to Trollhagen, and I'm either in the park or just going down runs. So I spend a lot of time out there, or I would just say watching movies and stuff. I'm huge, like a huge movie or TV buff. I've seen about...
Are you a cinephile?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, no, but I've probably seen about, 90% of movies from maybe the 90s, ton of movies.
Okay, so what's with the 90s? I don't know if anybody heard the music that we started up with. I asked what his favorite music was, and he's like, oh, I'm all over the board. But lately, he's like, I've been in 90s hip-hop, and yeah. I'm like, you're hitting my wheelhouse here. Like, I graduated in 1999.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just a genre I've been in with recently, and that I think that goes along with snowboarding. That's I started listening to bands or groups like Tribe Called Quest or Wu-Tang through snowboarding because we'd hear music like that while riding on the park.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. And I wish everybody, I should take a picture and post it. You're sitting here, hat backwards, hair kind of flowing out. He rolled up in a convertible Mustang. I'm like, he's
pretty cool. I'm living, pretty
cool. Living the senior life right now, aren't you? I see you got voted on to the prom court.
Yeah.
So congratulations to
Thank you very much.
I just happened to see somebody post a Facebook picture. So kind of a fun experience for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little surprised, but yeah, I'm glad to be on there. I was talking to a couple of the kids because Mrs. Erickson was saying that she thinks this is one of the best group of kids that she's ever had for prom court. And I was saying, I think a lot of us who did get voted on are like the glue of the class. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I think that we're able to flow through. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm the most likable kid in the class, but I think a lot of kids like us and they see us as role models.
Yeah. You're friends with a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going
to, I wouldn't pin myself to a specific group of kids is what I guess is how I would put it.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. That'll take you a long ways in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually cool. Great answer there in that
Thank
one.
Thank you.
We're going to go back into it. Is that okay?
Right. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
This is the Calendar Kids podcast, and you're holding a tennis racket.
I mean,
so.
We might as well talk about sports.
But I find this interesting, and I've had some really different answers on this, so I want to see what yours is. What is your pregame routine for tennis?
Pregame routine for
tennis? Sorry, I should say pre-match.
Yeah, pre-match routine. I mean, I don't think a lot goes into it. I do listen to music before about every sport I play. I'm sure most kids do. But tennis, I'm pretty relaxed during tennis. I think the reason I picked this sport freshman year was because of how, like, I was going out for football. Then I had wrestling, and I was like, I might as well just take it easy on a no-contact sport. And then spring as well, that's a nice season to kind of –
Usually, not this spring.
No, this spring's been a rough one. Yeah.
It'll be nicer down in Iowa if you play tennis, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if I can play a little bit of intermediate tennis down there.
I get that, though. It's just a non-contact, mm-hmm. and you're used to being busy, so let's just
I've always thought of it like catch, just a little more competitive, yeah. But yeah.
And you got a long reach. You're a taller guy.
Yeah.
That does help, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it helps. Yeah,
not like me, short and stocky. All right. So now that you've played sports, you're a senior, is there something that, like, and is there any advice that you would give to students coming up, the freshmen, maybe some eighth graders? Like, what's one bit of advice that you would tell everybody?
I would say if you know you're not enjoying a sport, I would put some thought into it before actually making a decision on if you're going to quit or not. But try your best out there and then really think about what you want to do. I had a couple times like that where I was like, when I first got into wrestling, I probably for about the first month, I wanted to quit about after every practice because of how tough it was. But I spent 3 years on the team, and I'm glad I did because of how far I made it. And I never thought, looking back sophomore year, I never thought I would have made it as far as I did. But
that's some great advice. I mean, in today's world, it's hard to see that where you need to stick with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a senior. You wanted to get to that sectional. Yeah. You made it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you may have lost there, but that was your goal.
Yeah.
In an individual sport. And so, you know, just sticking with it, working hard, and having fun, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that what sports are about?
Right, yeah.
Have fun. You know, and I thought you were going to go a total different direction in that answer.
Really? How do you think I was going to answer?
Well, when you're saying, you know, I thought you were going to be more about, you know, stick with it for that year. I'm a huge believer in, you know, try and stick with a sport.
Yeah.
Like I try and tell my kids, we've had a couple instances where it didn't work out, but try and stick with that sport, right?
Yeah.
If you don't like it next year, let's try something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because enrichment is getting bigger.
It is, yeah.
And if there's not a sport, there's usually a club.
Yeah.
You know, or something. You
or another sport they like that's, yeah.
Yeah. If there's not a sport that you like in that, I mean, there's the ice fishing club or there's so many things we can do. So I thought you were going way different.
Really?
But great answer Thank on you. That one. Thank I really you. Appreciate that answer. Is just sticking with it. Mm-hmm. Is there, so we talked about, this is a little bit out of order here, but so we talked about a coach that had a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
Kind of a coach slash teacher mentor. Did you have any older athletes that when you were a freshman coming into the high school, kind of that you looked up to, but they also talked to you, like brought you into the team and wanted you or made you want to be in that sport?
Yeah. I guess that would have to be Jake Rogers. So he graduated, I think, in your son's class. 2019. And him and I both kind of, I got into tennis because of another student who was in the grade ahead of me, but I think I really stuck with it just because of him being on the team. It was a lot of, he was a senior and he was, I think, top of JV, but I just had a lot of fun being on the team with him because he was just an enjoyable person to have on the team.
And talk about enjoying your sport, he got you to enjoy the sport probably more.
Yeah,
appreciate
yeah, for
it.
Sure.
And, yeah. And like, hey, if I can have fun here and still do good and practice hard and mm-hmm. play hard and game or matches,
yeah,
that's something you can do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'm glad he was on the team with me.
All right. We've covered the sports. We've covered what you do outside of school. Is there something that you would tell the freshmen or the middle schoolers as they get older? Just to, as you're going out, and I'm guessing you got senioritis.
Yeah,
you're looking at the next
much,
step
yeah.
a little bit. You know, you're looking on. You got Iowa State. You know, yeah. in your eyes, you're in your crosshairs.
Yeah.
Is there any advice you'd give to the younger crowd?
Yeah. Well, I'd say just don't take your high school experience for granted. Enjoy all the sports you do. Take classes that are going to challenge you, but take classes that'll help you succeed in the future. Just get you ready for the next step. I think that's about all I've got to say for those incoming freshmen.
Hey, and no, even if you don't know what you want to do, just challenge yourself and be a good person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy sports and have a little fun with it. Well, Ethan, I appreciate you coming in after tennis practice tonight. Good luck on the rest of your season. And tell you what, try and stay warm on this cold spring we're having. Looking
yeah,
ahead,
we'll
is it, it's not going to be
yeah.
much. Be yeah. about 10 degrees warmer here in a week, but that's about it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Prom could be a little rainy, I hear, a little chilly. But
yeah.
yeah.
That's all
Thank
right.
You.
You guys going to the boat this year again?
Yep. Yeah, that'll be this Saturday, and I think there was about a 90% chance of rain. But
well, it happens, right?
It does happen.
Make the best of it. You just said that,
yep.
you know?
All have fun. All have a great time. Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, folks. Thanks for listening into the Patriot Heating Calendar Kids podcast. Ethan, thanks for coming in. And should we go out with a little, let's see here. We got to find it. A little scenario.
All right.
Is this the song that you like?
Yeah, yeah. If I'm being honest, I could probably rap about 90% of
you
the
want,
verses.
You going to go at it?
Oh, man, maybe I should. Okay, if, yeah. Hey yo, Bo knows this, and Bo knows that, but Bo don't know Jack, cause Bo can't rap, well what do you know, the D-Dog is first off the bat, no batteries included, and no strings attached, no horse bark, no time for mood faking, got to get the loot so I can bring home the bacon, brothers front, they say the truck can't flow, but we've been known to the impossible like Broadway Joe, so sleep if you want my crew, we'll help you get your Z's true, but here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short duck and handsome muscle not inside your eye. Just show you where I come from. I'm fixed, human. I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me as in there. Yeah. Head for the boulder, go get a taco. Watch me break you from the jump street. Meeting from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, yo. Yes, yo. Who got the vibe? All right.
That was great.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ethan.
Justin.